Welcome to your cycling news flash on Friday, the 9th of May. And before we start about talking cycling on the road, big news from the Australian World Tour scene. Matt White has left Greenedge Cycling with immediate effect. Whitey, as we know him, who's been a central figure since the team launch as Orica Greenedge, that was in 2012, exits as the team restructures its performance department. White played a crucial role in many of the team's big success, including the Grand Tours and their classic campaigns. His departure comes as Greenedge, now competing under the name Jeco Alula, aims to modernize its performance group, bringing in fresh ideas and approaches. Team management hasn't given detailed reasons, but it is understood that this is part of a broader shakeup. For the riders, it's the moment of transition, and Greenedge remains focused on building momentum through the rest of the season. It was stage 5 of La Vuelta Feminina, and it delivered a powerful mix of athletic brilliance and emotional depth as Demi Vollering took a commanding solo victory. The SD Work riders attacked on a final climb, distancing a GC rivals and claiming the stage win. But it wasn't just about the result. Post-race, Demi Vollering dedicated her win to those struggling with mental health.
I'm really happy to win this stage, and I'm very proud of the work we did as a team. Last days I held it a bit more difficult. I think someone close to me goes through a really hard time mentally. And I see that too much around me, young people struggle mentally. So today I did everything I could, because mentally I know I'm very, very strong. Because of my mentality I can win beautiful races, but some people, their mentality, their brain is a bit too strong in the wrong direction, and they struggle and suffer so much with their mental health, and it's still such an unknown problem in this world. So today my win was a sacrifice for all the people who have really hard time mentally.
Behind Vollering, the GC picture is tightening with Elisa Longo-Borghini and Liam Fisher-Black. Australian climber Michael Storer is amongst a group of 14 Australian riders heading to the Giro starting tonight on SBS. He said in a press conference yesterday that he has sky-high confidence and he never felt this strong ahead of the Grand Tour. Riding for the Tudor Pro Cycling, Storer had a solid last few weeks and is in his best shape of his career. The 27-year-old is eyeing stage wins and possibly a good GC performance in Italy. All this, of course, depending how the race will unfold. Michael Storer has been praised for his climbing abilities and his consistency. And while he is remaining focused on the day-to-day battles, he is also excited about what this Giro could mean for his career. Alright, this was your news flash for this week. Remember, on Monday, Grace will give us her unclipped opinion of the weekend, and she will join Micah and myself for the full SBS Cycling Podcast on Wednesday. And once again, please tune in for the Giro on SBS and SBS On Demand.